This is the reading for January 29th. Psalm 29. Praise the Lord, you angels. Praise the Lord's glory and power. Praise the Lord for the glory of His name. Worship the Lord because He is holy. The Lord's voice is heard over the sea. The glorious God thunders. The Lord thunders over the ocean. The Lord's voice is powerful. The Lord's voice is majestic. The Lord's voice breaks the trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes the land of Lebanon dance like a calf and Mount Hermon jump like a baby bull. The Lord's voice makes the lightning flash. The Lord's voice shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The Lord's voice shakes the oaks and strips the leaves off the trees. In His temple, everyone says, "Glory to God." The Lord controls the flood. The Lord will be king forever. The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. Exodus chapter 7. The Lord said to Moses, "I have made you like God to the king of Egypt, and your brother Aaron will be like a prophet for you. Tell Aaron, your brother, everything that I command you, and let him tell the king of Egypt to let the Israelites leave his country. But I will make the king stubborn. I will do many miracles in Egypt, but he will still refuse to listen. So then I will punish Egypt terribly, and I will lead my divisions, my people, the Israelites, out of that land. I will punish Egypt with my power, and I will bring the Israelites out of that land. Then they will know I am the Lord." Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded them. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83 when they spoke to the king. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Moses, when the king asks you to do a miracle, tell Aaron to throw his walking stick down in front of the king, and it will become a snake." So Moses and Aaron went to the king as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw his walking stick down in front of the king and his officers, and it became a snake. So the king called in his wise men and his magicians, and with their tricks, the Egyptian magicians were able to do the same thing. They threw their walking sticks on the ground, and their sticks became snakes. But Aaron's stick swallowed theirs. Still the king was stubborn and refused to listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The king is being stubborn and refuses to let the people go. In the morning the king will go out to the Nile River. Go meet him by the edge of the river and take with you the walking stick that became a snake. Tell him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you. He said, let my people go worship me in the desert. Until now you have not listened. This is what the Lord says. This is how you will know that I am the Lord. I will strike the water of the Nile River with a stick in my hand, and the water will change into blood. Then the fish in the Nile will die, and the river will begin to stink. The Egyptians will not be able to drink the water from the Nile." The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, take the walking stick in your hand and stretch your hand over the rivers, canals, ponds, and pools in Egypt. The water will become blood everywhere in Egypt, both in wooden buckets and in stone jars." So Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded. In front of the king and his officers, Aaron raised his walking stick and struck the water in the Nile River. So all the water in the Nile changed into blood. The fish in the Nile died, and the river began to stink. So the Egyptians could not drink water from it. Blood was everywhere in the land of Egypt. Using their tricks, the magicians of Egypt did the same thing. So the king was stubborn and refused to listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. The king turned and went into his palace and ignored what Moses and Aaron had done. The Egyptians could not drink the water from the Nile, so all of them dug along the bank of the river looking for water to drink. 7 days passed after the Lord changed the Nile River. Exodus chapter 8. Then the Lord told Moses, "Go to the king of Egypt and tell him, 'This is what the Lord says. Let my people go to worship me. If you refuse, I will punish Egypt with frogs. The Nile River will be filled with frogs. They will come up into your palace, into your bedroom, on your bed, into the houses of your officers, and onto your people. They will come into your ovens and into your baking pans. The frogs will jump all over you, your people, and your officers.'" Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron to hold his walking stick in his hand over the rivers, canals, and ponds. Make frogs come up out of the water onto the land of Egypt." So Aaron held his hand over all the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up out of the water and covered the land of Egypt. the magicians used their tricks to do the same thing, so even more frogs came up onto the land of Egypt. The king called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Pray to the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people. I will let your people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord." Moses said to the king, "Please set the time when I should pray for you, your people, and your officers. Then the frogs will leave you and your houses and will remain only in the Nile." The king answered, "Tomorrow." Moses said, "What you want will happen. By this you will know that there is no one like the Lord our God. The frogs will leave you, your houses, your officers, and your people. They will remain only in the Nile." After Moses and Aaron left the king, Moses asked the Lord about the frogs he had sent to the king. And the Lord did as Moses asked. The frogs died in the houses, in the yards, and in the fields. The Egyptians put them in piles, and the whole country began to stink. But when the king saw that they were free of the frogs, he became stubborn again. He did not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron to raise his walking stick and strike the dust on the ground. Then everywhere in Egypt the dust will change into gnats." They did this, and when Aaron raised the walking stick that was in his hand and struck the dust on the ground, everywhere in Egypt the dust changed into gnats. The gnats got on the people and animals. Using their tricks, the magicians tried to do the same thing, but they could not make the dust change into gnats. The gnats remained on the people and animals. So the magicians told the king that the power of God had done this, but the king was stubborn and refused to listen to them, just as the Lord had said. The Lord told Moses, "Get up early in the morning and meet the king of Egypt as he goes out to the river. Tell him, 'This is what the Lord says, let my people go so they can worship me. If you don't let them go, I will send swarms of flies into your houses. The flies will be on you, your officers, and your people. The houses of Egypt will be full of flies, and they will be all over the ground too. But I will not treat the Israelites the same as the Egyptian people. There will not be any flies in the land of Goshen where my people live. By this you will know that I, the Lord, am in this land. I will treat my people differently from your people. This miracle will happen tomorrow." So the Lord did as he had said, and great swarms of flies came into the king's palace and his officers' houses. All over Egypt, flies were ruining the land. The king called for Moses and Aaron and told them, "Offer sacrifices to your God here in this country." But Moses said, "It wouldn't be right to do that, because the Egyptians hate the sacrifices we offer to the Lord our God. If they see us offering sacrifices they hate, they will throw stones at us and kill us. Let us make a 3-day journey into the desert. We must offer sacrifices to the Lord our God there, as the Lord told us to do." The king said, "I will let you go so that you may offer sacrifices to the Lord your God in the desert. But you must not go very far away. Now go and pray for me." Moses said, "I will leave and pray to the Lord, and he will take the flies away from you, your officers, and your people tomorrow. But do not try to trick us again. Do not stop the people from going to offer sacrifices to the Lord." So Moses left the king and prayed to the Lord, and the Lord did as he asked. He removed the flies from the king, his officers, and his people, so that not one fly was left. But the king became stubborn again and did not let the people go.
Chapter 19.
When Jesus finished speaking, he left Galilee and traveled along the other side of the Jordan River to the territory of Judea. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to test him. They asked, "Can a man divorce his wife for any reason?" Jesus answered, "Haven't you read that the Creator made them male and female in the beginning, and that he said, 'That's why a man will leave his father and mother and will remain united with his wife, and the two will be one.' So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, don't let anyone separate what God has joined together." The Pharisees asked him, "Why then did Moses order a man to give his wife a written notice to divorce her?" Jesus answered them, "Moses allowed you to divorce your wives because you're heartless. It was never this way in the beginning. I can guarantee that whoever divorces his wife for any reason other than her unfaithfulness is committing adultery if he marries another woman." The disciples said to him, "If that is the only reason a man can use to divorce his wife, it's better not to get married." He answered them, "Not everyone can do what you suggest. Only those who have that gift can. For example, some men are celibate because they were born that way, Others are celibate because they were castrated. Still others have decided to be celibate because of the kingdom of heaven. If anyone can do what you've suggested, then he should do it. Then some people brought little children to Jesus to have him bless them and pray for them. But the disciples told the people not to do that. Jesus said, "Don't stop children from coming to me. Children like these are part of the kingdom of God." After Jesus blessed them, he went away from there. Then a man came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good deed should I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you want to enter into life, obey the commandments." "Which commandments?" the man asked. Jesus said, "Never murder, never commit adultery, never steal, never give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, love your neighbor as you love yourself." The young man replied, "I have obeyed all these commandments. What else do I need to do?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, sell what you own. Give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he owned a lot of property. Jesus said to his disciples, "I can guarantee this truth. It will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. I can guarantee again that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." He amazed his disciples more than ever when they heard this. "Then who can be saved?" they asked. Jesus looked at them and said, "It is impossible for people to save themselves, but everything is possible for God." Then Peter replied to him, "Look, we've given up everything to follow you. What will we get out of it?" Jesus said to them, "I can guarantee this truth. When the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne in the world to come, you, my followers, will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who gave up homes, brothers or sisters, father, mother, children or fields because of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. However, many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first."